God, we thank you in Jesus' name for this night. The night that commemorates the night of the arrival of God in the flesh on this earth. God, we thank you for this precious promise and this special event that is recorded in history and will live in history. God, we thank you for the perfect gift to this earth, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God Emmanuel, God in the flesh. We thank you. It is good news of great joy, which will be to all people. So, Father, we sing joy to the world, to you, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Sing with us, joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Now.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Amen. Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Luke 1:26-38.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord to the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him, his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Matthew 1:18-25.
The edge of time, foundations of the earth and sky, you saw it all and said that it was good. The joy was set before your eyes, you knew that you would give your life, you saw it all and said that it was good. Behold, behold the one has come. Behold, behold the one, our King has come. The heavens roared, the earth stood still, his final breath he tore the veil. The angels sang, "Holy is his name." Defeated death, he broke the grave, our hope returned, the lost are saved. We lift our voice in never-ending praise. Behold, behold the one our love has come. Behold, behold the one our King has come. Behold, behold the one our love has come. Behold, behold the one our King has come. Emmanuel, God with us forever. Emmanuel, Savior of the world.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was the governing Syria. So it all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Luke 2:1-20.
Amen.
Heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place, for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only Son was born. Oh, hallelujah! 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 Their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just that the angel said, "You'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel and Savior." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long. At which you were, the frankincense and golden myrrh, they gave to you and cried out hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." Matthew 2:1-12.
On the reading of the message of the King, we're going to sing about the King of Heaven. We can go ahead and start, team. We're going to sing it to Him. Amen. He is the King of Heaven. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. Came to this earth as a babe, but now He reigns on high forever and ever. Amen. Worship the King of Heaven with us.
Divinity and man confined.
Hallelujah.
For the life that you've given us, Lord.
Thank you.
Father, we celebrate you tonight, God. We just celebrate you, Lord.
Thank you.
The birth of you, Jesus. Jesus, I'm just in awe of what you've done for us, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Praise God. We love the worship around here, even on Christmas Eve. Amen? Because we have something, or maybe I should say it better, someone to worship. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is alive forevermore. Born as a man, born of a woman, born under the law, so he could redeem those of us who were under the law. Wow. What a plan from time eternity that God had for us. It's often referred, Christmas is often referred as a season of a number of things, but one of them is a season of miracles. So we've entitled what we're going to speak about just briefly tonight, Miracles Will Happen. Miracles will happen. Now, it shouldn't be a surprise with the Christmas season upon us that the most significant event in the course of human history, the very course by which those who would make the calendar, I believe it was the Julian calendar at that time that we still follow, was based on what they believed, though they were a couple years off, when the AD and the BC would be divided, it would be divided by the birth, the arrival, the advent of this little baby in Bethlehem. And whether man likes it or not, we still honor that marking of time today. I think that's so fascinating. Miracles will happen. The very word miracle has a root word in the Latin, mirari. It means wonder. Wonder. And moments ago, when our readers came forward in Luke chapter 1, when this Virgin Mary, who was espoused or engaged to Joseph, she was in the city of Nazareth. The angel Gabriel came to her, and when this apparition came to her, the angel began to cry out to her, "You are favored one, rejoice, the Lord is with you." And it says Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what it could mean. She wondered what it could mean. What could this be? Wasn't the only time that she wondered. She wondered not long after the birth of this child in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn, that she wouldn't have known it at the time, but out in the fields, the shepherds were keeping their watch by night, that the angels of heaven appeared to them and they encouraged them, and they say that a Savior has been born to you this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger, or the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a host of heavenly angels glorifying God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." When the angels left the area, the shepherds said, "We must quickly make haste and go to this place and find this child." And so they went in and they found the baby just as they had said. The baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in this feeding stall, the manger. And they shared with their encounter out in the fields with those who were there, including Mary and Joseph. The shepherds were celebrating, but Mary, it says she treasured these things up and pondered them in her heart, and she continued to wonder what God had wrought on the face of this earth. A miracle. She knew that she had never known a man. It was a miraculous conception. What was conceived in her, the angel said to Joseph, her husband-to-be, is of the Holy Spirit. And so you see, a new race of men had begun, if you will, a new race of human, a new opportunity of the humankind, not born of the flesh or born of the water, but born of the Spirit. And you can see that this Jesus Christ would be the firstborn from the dead in a number of years from his birth, would pave the way. He was the captain, is the captain of our salvation. He would make a way for us. And Mary showed us how it was taking place because she conceived this child not by the flesh but by the Spirit. And so it is with every believer in this room who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We did it not by natural means but by supernatural means, simply by saying, "Yes, God, I give you my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Save me." And that's the transaction. As much as Mary said yes, that's the transaction that saves us. Amen? God didn't make it hard for us. Praise the Lord. But just a couple things about miracles I want to talk about. One, miracles. The seemingly impossible circumstances are the environment for miracles. Those seemingly impossible circumstances, those are the environment for miracles. And let's face it, if everything is going well and there are no real issues, then you probably shouldn't be expecting a miracle. In fact, we don't need one. If I'm a very wealthy man and all of a sudden somehow money comes my way, I don't know that it's a miracle because there really wasn't a need there. It may be something a little bit out of the ordinary, but there has to be a realm of a need, I mean, of impossible circumstances that God wants to work in. And I've said that because I feel it's so important, because there's a number of you in this room. Some of the needs I know and some of the needs I don't know, you have a need for a miracle. Amen? You have a need for a miracle in your family. You have a need for a miracle in your relationship. There's many that have needs for a miracle in their finances. But even more, there's those that have needs of health that they need a miracle. I shared on Sunday, it was such a difficult time. I've been kind of watching what happened over out in California at the Bethel Church, Bethel Redding. Pastor Bill Johnson, certainly a wonderful leader in today's church around the world. And they had an untimely death of a 2-year-old girl of one of the worship leaders. That's that the same worship team a year before had gone into intercession and prayer, and they came up with a song that has been so popular about hallelujah. And that child a year ago, when it came back from the brink of death, this one, they've given up prayer to resurrect the child, and now they're having the funeral for the child, this bittersweet time. And they believed for a miracle a year ago and received the miracle, but they hoped and believed for a miracle this time, and it didn't happen. But God is in control regardless of what we see. Amen, church? Because He is a God of miracles. He is a sovereign God. He's responsible. He's in charge of the outcome. Although I do know this, it's truer than true that little girl is rejoicing with her Maker and Creator tonight. And even though the difficult journey and the parents especially and the older sister are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the Scripture says, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod, your staff, it comforts me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. But the impossible circumstances are the environment for miracles. During His ministry on this earth, Jesus had gone to the northern land of Tyre, and a woman came up to him, a foreigner. She was a foreigner. She was not a Jew. She was not a Hebrew. She was not of His people. She said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." And Jesus went along and effectively ignored her. His disciple says, would you grant the woman's request? Would you do something? He said, I've only been commanded by the Father to minister to the lost house of Israel. And what he was saying was, she's not one of those. It wasn't that he didn't want it honor necessary. It was he was being obedient to the Father as he always was. But she implored, she cried out. She said, "Jesus, these circumstances are impossible. I need your mercy." He says, "It's not fitting to give the children's bread and throw them to the dog." And the woman, because her need for a miracle was greater than her ability to be offended, she said, "Oh, that's true, Master, but even the children's dog, they get bread from the table. If I'm a dog, I'm part of the family." And Jesus said, "Oh woman, great is your faith. go your way. It has been done as you believed. He had to honor that realm of faith because the circumstances were impossible. Right now, those of you that are facing impossible circumstances, I want to let you know that God understands where you're at. And God knows what you're going through. You say, God, when's the answer going to come? The circumstances are impossible. My encouragement to you is just like the Syrophoenician woman, keep pressing in. Cry out. Bow down. Do what it takes to stand firm, even if we don't understand the circumstances. Secondly, miracles are not always an event, but a process. Miracles are not always an event, but a process. It's found in the book of Mark chapter 8. The disciples, Jesus is ministering near the Sea of Galilee, near the town of Bethesda, and his disciples bring, he encounters a man who's blind. Jesus takes the man outside the village. It says he spits on his eyes, and then he lays hands on the man, and he says to the man, what do you see? The man says, well, I can see people and trees, and they kind of look alike. The only reason I know that's not a tree is because it's moving. It's a man. The miracle's not quite done yet, is the translation there. You see, Jesus was in a process. And it says, then he laid his hands on the man's eyes and then released him. And he says, now what do you see? It says the man was completely healed. Jesus, in John, the book of John chapter 9, Jesus encounters a man who was born blind at the temple gate as he's coming out. His disciples say to Jesus, why was this man born blind? Was it his sin in the womb? Because they believed the child could sin in the womb. Or his parents' womb that caused him to be born blind. And Jesus says, it's none of those. It's neither one of those. But the glory of God may be shown in this man's life. It says, Jesus then spit into the ground and he put spittle in the clay and made clay out of it, applied it to the man's eyes, but the man's eyes weren't open. It was a process, and Jesus says, now, you go and you wash in the pool of Siloam. And this blind man found his way, maybe hundreds of yards, we don't know how far, down to the pool of Siloam. He washed, and it says he came back seeing. It was a process. Some of you are in that process. We've had our brother Paul in a process where he was not able to hear at all out of his right ear. And now he's received hearing, but now they're in the right ear, even though there's no bones there. We praise God for that. But now there's still difficulties that need to be worked out. And brother Paul, I'm believing that it's going to be corrected. Amen. I'm believing. And you're in the process, man. But thank you for standing faithful, you and Cheryl. Miracles are not always an event, church. They're a process at times. Speaking of which, I shared on Sunday, I got to have lunch with my friend Kenny. He was, if those of you don't know, in June, he was diagnosed, he had bladder cancer. He was diagnosed with liver cancer. And the prognosis was extremely grim. But this ministry, this church, you body of believers, prayed for him. We went to his house and laid hands and prayed for him. He now says, and trust me, we have excellent doctors. He went to the Williamsport Hospital, even though the doctors in Ohio said it doesn't look good. But he said, and his wife says, I believe it was those prayers of the saints that healed my body. And he's doing so well. And he's alive today to talk about. Miracles are not always an event, but a process. He didn't get healed on day one. He didn't get healed on day 10. But now, as time has gone on, he's rejoicing and thanking God for what he's done. And finally, miracles on God's part require a yes on ours. Miracles on God's part require a yes on ours. Think of Mary and Joseph, the Christmas story. The angel comes to Mary. Guess what? These things are, you are favored among women. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. She ponders all, she thinks about all these things. Then finally, at the end of that reading, it says, she said to the angel and said to the Lord, all right, I'm translating in English today. I'm in. What she said was, let it be done to me as you have said. I'm in. I'm saying yes. And the angel appeared to Joseph. And in a dream, and they said, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what's been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And he awoke from the dream, and he did exactly what the angel had said, and he protected, and he stayed with Mary, he honored her, and went after Jesus was born, and then he consummated his marriage, and he actually married her at that time. Joseph said yes. Mary said yes. So I close with this. What's our answer to Jesus?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It begins with the yes. It begins with the yes. One of the most amazing things, the path that Jesus has made for mankind, is the miracle of salvation that we can receive if we say yes to Jesus Christ. We can receive impartation of the Holy Spirit in our spirit. Do you know you have a spirit in you? Whether you're a believer or not, you've been born with the Spirit. But when we're born, it's not redeemed. And it needs to be redeemed. And it's done in that transaction of faith, like Mary said yes. And then the impartation came through the Holy Spirit and something was born, Jesus Christ. So God wants to bear something in you, all of you, every one of us, every man, woman, and child on this planet. Mary said, how can these things be? It's a miracle. If you need a miracle tonight in your body, if you need a miracle tonight in your relationships, if you need a miracle tonight in your, more specifically, even your marriage. In just a few moments, we'll have a time of prayer, and we're going to pray for you that miracle that you are crying out for, you can say, God, I need a miracle. Here's the environment you need. And God, I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes to you, God. He's a God of miracles, church. Miracles will happen. Amen. Miracles will happen. It's not like on Disney. We don't have a wand that we touch this and touch that. We live by faith, not by sight. But we serve a God of miracles. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Would you please stand with me? God, we thank you, Father, for this night. And God, right now, in Jesus' name, I'm just speaking to every soul in this building and even those friends and relatives that can't be here that they represent in Jesus' name. God, I know for struggling relationships. I know for struggling marriages. I know for struggling families. And I know there's health issues right in this very house tonight. Some I know about and others I don't know about, but you do. Right now, in Jesus' name, I just declare over this house, Father, that the glory and the presence of the Holy Spirit will come upon each one who is crying out to you in their spirit saying, God, I need a miracle. Because God, you hear their voice. You hear their cries. As you did with the people in Egypt, your sons and daughters, I seen their affliction. I have heard their cries. Therefore, I'm sending you, you said to Moses. But God, we thank you, Father, that for us today, you sent us Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you, God, and I just declare peace that passes all understanding for the hearts of each man, woman, and child in this house tonight. And God, I pray for the miracle that they are seeking, dear God, that you would simply grant those things in your time, whether it's an event or a process right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for how much you've done for us and how you've blessed us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
We speak of the miracles that we ourselves have experienced. And we speak of the miracles that we read in the Word of God. And we keep speaking them and we keep remembering them. And we say them and we say them. Do you know why we do that? We continue to remember what God has done for us because He's always ready to do again what He's done before. We are always to take that position of belief. And when we keep speaking it and keep speaking it, it gives power into the atmosphere around us. And it invites the presence of God by the mere speaking of His Word into the atmosphere. We need to remember that. We need to speak the things of God and the miracles of God and remember what He's done. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John's witness, the true light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John chapter 1, 1 through 13. As we go into the time of lighting the candles, we're going to pull the fire off of the lampstand to my left. And we have that burning tonight, that it represents the season of Hanukkah, which started on December 22nd. And in my heart, I believe that God placed to light that during this time. And I didn't even know when the season of Hanukkah was until I looked at it on the calendar and saw that it was Hanukkah. It began on the 22nd. And then I looked into it a little bit more, and the season of Hanukkah represents two miracles. The Feast of Dedication. It was the time when Antiochus Epiphanes went into the temple and declared himself as God. And he desecrated the temple by sacrificing a pig on the altar. It devastated the Jews, and he took over their temple worship. But it was the Maccabees, the second miracle, that fought against it and took back the temple. They rededicated the temple by lighting the lampstand, by lighting the menorah. And it was to burn for 8 days, but they only had enough oil to burn for a few days, I believe it is. But miraculously, the lamp burned for 8 days. As we light our candles tonight, let us remember the miracle of Jesus, the light of the world, symbolic of the miracle. It is a miracle. It is completely impossible for us to be redeemed other than for God to send his Son to this world to die for us. And I pray tonight that as our candles are burning and we sing Silent Night, that meaning of the true love of Jesus and why he came would completely consume our hearts. That it would overtake us to the point that we can't contain his love and we can't help but to share it with others. We can't keep it inside any longer. So God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just fall on this house right now. And God, we just take this time to honor you, to honor the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the light of the world, in Jesus' name.
Come.
God, we thank you, Father, for that silent night many years ago, that holy night when the Son of God was born on this earth. God, we thank you for the promise of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the hope of glory. God, we thank you for the miracles that you've done and that you will do. God, we thank you most of all for your love for us. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you please remain standing? You may extinguish your candles. As we begin to close, we just have one more song we love to sing here. We hope you'll join us. God rest you, merry gentlemen. On your way out, there'll be a place to deposit your candles. Also, we have some continue to have some beverages and food in the cafe. We trust you'll stay for a few moments and catch up and just really greet one another and just wish somebody a Merry Christmas. And also, Deb has made some beautiful Christmas decorations. It's a reminder for you for tonight's service and also the power of God. And the decoration says, miracles will happen. And I'm trusting that if you need an event or you need a process to receive a miracle in your life, something that's beyond your ability to achieve, only God can answer. I pray that when that miracle is granted, that that'll be a reminder to you that you've received this tonight and say, I've started the process, God. It's impossible. But God says, all things are possible with God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you sing with us? God rest you, merry gentlemen. Sing it loud. Come on. Praise God. Yeah.